Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, any lingering morning showers will give way to just cloudy and very windy conditions today. We'll have a high around the low 50s. In Kenosha right now, it is 48 degrees, light rain, and it's very breezy. Burlington, 46. Milwaukee, 50 degrees, also 50 in Racine. A proposed CVS pharmacy at the southeast corner of Washington Avenue and Ohio Street on the west side of Racine could still happen after a 7-6 common council vote last night rescinding last year's zoning denial, which at the time seemed to be the end of it. Alderman Jim Kaplan kept pushing for reconsideration, asking his colleagues last night, why oppose this? Council President Dennis Weiser says this is going to hurt the immediate neighborhood, while Alderman Henry Perez said that the site is currently not pretty, but he added that it can be. One opposing property owner having sold that site factored into City Attorney Scott Letney suggesting deferral, another public hearing, and finding out if CVS is even still interested in that corner.
I'm not sure that anybody within the city knows whether CVS still wants to move into this location. And it may be appropriate to allow CVS to say they do or they do not. So if you go forward today, it's going to have to be a three-quarters vote. If you do not, then it may be a three-quarters vote still required at some point based upon if the property owners protest, but it might not be. We just don't know what will happen in the future.
City development staff has not heard from CVS in months, while no comment has been the response to media inquiries about the company's position regarding that West Side Racine location. Plans for a new Habitat for Humanity project in Mount Pleasant's Lake Park neighborhood take a step forward with a public hearing last evening on the organization's request for a conditional use permit. Village Development Director Logan Barton said that because the neighborhood is zoned as a conservation holding district, the project requires the additional permit, but he said this project is not going to be the last one planned in that particular area.
And we're working with Habitat to locate other lots or opportunities in that neighborhood, so potentially in the future, there'll be a couple more of these coming through.
A new one-and-a-half-story house is planned for a currently vacant lot between the CLP house there and the first Habitat home that was built also in the 2200 block of Mead Street. The Village Plan Commission, by the way, to vote on that CUP request at their meeting this afternoon. Residents in the Village of Caledonia, they're going to be getting their new recycling carts beginning March the 28th. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
John's Disposal Service will deliver the carts at residences on the day of their regular recycling collection. There will also be an information packet with the cart containing instructions for the new carts and general information about the automated recycling program. Caledonia residents will be required to begin using the carts April 11th. They can keep their old recycling bins for personal use or recycle them with the new carts. Collection days will remain the same for most village residents. If it doesn't, special instructions will be included with the carts. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A three-vehicle accident at Marquette and State Streets about noon yesterday damaged the Racine Public Library's mobile library, the Bookmobile. Crash is still under investigation, also involving an SUV and a pickup truck. The Bookmobile was stopped at a light at the time. Library Director Jessica McPhail telling WRJN News it was towed to the city garage where the damage to that vehicle is being assessed.
We're not sure when it will be back in service, but we are extending all the due dates this week for 1 week.
She noted nobody on board the Bookmobile was injured at the time. A passenger in the pickup was taken to Wheaton Franciscan Emergency just for a checkup. S.E. Johnson's donated funding for the new mobile library that's coming in, but McPhail says it will not be ready for some time yet. She's urging patrons who use the mobile library to check in with the library for more information. Well, on the heels of last year's art versus waste debate about a used tire as a flower planter, the Racine Common Council supports a Public Works Committee recommendation to amend the city's waste ordinance and allow an appeals process on the reuse of a tire and other so-called waste products through the DPW commissioner, the committee, and ultimately the council if need be. The only comments about the subject were from Alicia Villa. She planted her tire outside of her State Street building. That touched off a firestorm of reaction.
Extremely grateful to those who within our city government are considering the changes being made to the city solid waste ordinance. We all like to live in a beautiful Racine, but a city that allows and accepts beauty coming from a multicultural and diverse community of which it is made of.
Amending the solid waste ordinance to allow the reuse of certain items considered waste product is just one step in the process. Yet to come, reuse of such items in commercial areas and locations with a conditional use permit. News this past weekend that the nonprofit organization running Racine's First Choice Pre-Apprenticeship Program is shutting it down and dissolving itself caught a lot of people off guard, and some of that got attention at last night's council meeting. Program Director Ola Bayou, uncharacteristically animated about what the local effort over the years has done and how it's being taken away in favor of a Milwaukee job training effort called Big Step.
I haven't done anything in this city for glory. I did it for this city. And this city and this county couldn't stand by us. It's a shame. I never speak like this. I'm always soft-spoken. But it is time for me to say something, that this shouldn't have happened. If you go to Milwaukee and ask about Big Step, they're going to tell you they do nothing.
Civil rights activist Alfonso Gardner, who's always fighting for minority jobs and opportunity, laid blame on local officials, among others. Michael Simpson joining First Choice Program as a convicted felon. Alderman Sandy Widener wondered about using CDBG funding toward maintaining First Choice. Administrator Tom Friedel pointed out the Human Capital Development Corporation that runs the program would have to be the receiver of any federal CD funding, not the program's director under the rules. City is still in the process of trying to get answers on what happens with the property. Reference the transition, which is going to take 120 days. That according to a news release from the organization behind the Milwaukee Big Step program. Kenosha's Police and Fire Commission making it official yesterday, voting unanimously to appoint Dan Miskinis as the city's next police chief. He's been with the department since 1996, been the deputy chief since February of 2012. Mayor Keith Bosman praising the commission's efforts during the search for the new chief.
Congratulations to Dan Miskinis on his selection as the chief. I'm very confident we're going to go on as we have for the last 8 years that I've been here.
Miskinis is going to be taking over for Chief John Morrissey, who is going to be retiring as of April 20th. And Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser says the ash tree removal project at three county parks, not quite over yet, but the majority of it has been undertaken, and it required a lot of planning and creative thinking to get this job done for $70,000 by loggers versus over $1 million that would have come with the initial inquiry.
They get to take all the trees and truck them out to a lumber mill within 30 days because they're ash trees. And then have all the mulch and the branches and other parts of the unusable trees go to two biomass plants, and they're railing that out, and we were able to get that number down to $70,000, and then we do our own stumping.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, Cruiser noted that he and Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, they talk at times about commonality and possible efficiencies. Both stay away, he said, from issues that are just not county business. WRJN.com is our webpage, our newscaster there when you want. Look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.